30 years ago, five local college students were murdered by a serial killer. On Friday, ABC News broadcast a new episode of their 2020 series, calling it The Devil in Gainesville. Promotional content was simply called Gainesville, which some say is misleading. Guide to Greater Gainesville publisher Scott Costello wants better representation for the city.
No city wants to be, or region wants to be, represented by a singular incident that happened, whether it's good or bad.
Costello also mentioned that Gainesville has grown a lot since 1990. He says these changes were not addressed in the show.
I don't think it accurately portrays who we are. We're not this tiny little college town anymore. I don't think it represented us in the best light.
Costello was a freshman that year, and he says the episode likely opened some old wounds. Gainesville Mayor Lauren Poe, a rising sophomore at the time, opens up about reliving that fear in the community.
It's been, I think, pretty traumatic for those of us who lived here. It also is triggering and, you know, it helps bring back the anxiety and terror that persisted in our city.
Poe says entertainment media's fixation on gruesome details might be harmful.
It's not helpful to go over the gory details, but, you know, we're strong in Gainesville, and those of us who lived here and were affected don't necessarily need a sensationalized television depiction to remind us of that.
Poe encourages people to keep the victims and their families in mind to honor their lives. Jessica Selner, WUFT News.